Hi, I'm Dr. Chuck Day. I want to take to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. It says, cast your bread upon the water, and you will find it after many days. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever tried to feed the ducks or, you know, thrown bread on water, but it does not come back to you. It absorbs the water. It dissipates. It sinks. It doesn't come back. So what can this mean? Well, in the context, we do know that it means that you're supposed to get a return on what you give, because he goes on to talk about that you will give portions to, you know, to others and so on, and when the clouds are full of water, it rains and so on. So there is this sort of sowing and reaping idea. But the whole point of it is that you need to understand the cultural context that this proverb is coming from. The word bread is the normal Hebrew word for bread, lechem. And that's what gives us a bit of a problem, because, again, bread being put on water doesn't do anything for you. The idea is that I think that this is a proverb that's come from a place where they use the bread for other things than bread. Even in Hebrew, the word bread in the book of Genesis, for instance, can mean corn. But I'm thinking this comes from a area in Egypt where they use the word bread to mean grain. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. In Egypt, especially in the Nile Delta, the Nile River floods every year, and then it brings this alluvial topsoil down from the south, and it just starts spreading over the land, making rich farmland. And so it starts off with a watery, marshy, muddy, large area, but then it starts to become good soil. And so the farmer goes out and he scatters the seed on top of the water, which then sinks into the mud, and then later comes up as it dries up, it becomes a big wheat field. And that's what he's talking about. Cast your bread upon the water. You'll find it after many days. The idea is that keep sowing seed. You're going to get a harvest. God wants you to sow seed. God wants you to expect that he's going to bring back the harvest, because the whole point of this thing is this. The farmer is just throwing, looks like he's throwing seed away. He's throwing seed on water. He doesn't know what's underneath. He doesn't know what's going to happen. But to his surprise, he comes back and no longer is it a watery marsh. It's now a fruitful grain field. And so he says, trust that the cycle works. Trust that the system works. Trust that nature works. In the same way, trust that God has put principles on this earth that he wants us to live by. He wants us to be generous people that continually sow, and continually reap. God wants you to be someone who's generous. God wants you to be someone who is, in fact, there should be no such thing as a stingy Christian. The idea here is this, that cast your bread upon the water, for you find it after many days. He's saying that be patient. It's going to come back. The farmer doesn't get an instant return on his sowing the seed, but he does know it will come. Be patient. Trust God. Know that the principle of sowing and reaping works, and God has called you to be someone who sows in faith, knowing that he's going to get a return.